London police shoot to kill. London police have shot and killed an apparent suspect in Thursday's attempted London bombings. The man was chased onto a crowded subway train by 20 armed, plainclothes police officers and disobeyed orders to stop, according to petrified passengers. He was bundled to the ground by 3 officers and shot in the head 5 times at point-blank range. Nigel Morton, an eyewitness, said, "It was pandemonium. It was like an execution, reminiscent of a Hollywood action movie." Police report they were in pursuit of a man they believed had explosives strapped to his body. They have yet to confirm speculation about whether the man was one of the failed suicide bombers. The killing is unprecedented for London, where ordinary police officers do not carry guns. Police have been issued with revised shoot-to-kill rules of engagement following the deadly bombings on July 7. Previously, police were under the strictest of regulations to aim for the chest when apprehending a suspect. However, a heightened state of alert and the hunt for the perpetrators of terror in London has hastened the advent of police being empowered with the option of aiming for the head. An unnamed source said, "To shoot in the chest area increases the likelihood of detonating a bomb taped to the suspect's body." An independent inquiry into the killing is now being conducted.